MILFs Take It Raw. MILF Erotica 9-Pack. Threesome Erotica. Breeding Erotica. Anal Sex Erotica. MILF Erotica Collection. Written by Tori Westwood and Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Kelly Morgan, Alison O'Keefe, Eddie Oliver, Cherry Jett, Sierra Klein, and Sally Beth.
"You're more than welcome to join me," I said to Kyle, and I had no idea how greatly that decision would affect the both of us. "The gym's more than big enough."
"Thanks, Heather,"
he said with a smile. Since turning 19, he'd become increasingly interested in buffing up his muscles. I guess he was a victim of social media's unattainable goals, but I couldn't deny his interests. Besides, the exercise was just as important as the look he was going for. "I work out around 6 before my husband gets home, if you'd like to join me."
"Sounds good,"
he said, and I could see he was eager to get going. For the next few weeks, we worked out together, and I'd advise him where I could. Mostly, he just went for the free weights, but I'd help him with technique and posture. On several occasions, I'd caught him watching me, but I just thought it was because he was studying my form. I'd stare at my reflection and see him in my periphery behind. His eyes would wander down my brunette hair over my gray leotard, resting finely on my tight butt as I was squatting. "Everything okay?" I asked, looking at him in the mirror as he stared. He startled and ran a hand through his black hair, looking to my eyes now.
"Just taking a break,"
he said nervously. I smiled knowingly as he blushed. I guess it was my own fault. I'd always worn quite revealing clothes in the gym, and I didn't want to change things up just because he was there. It was important to be comfortable in there, no matter how you looked. So it went on like that. Kyle would take a break from his reps, and I'd continue mine, spotting him in the corner of my eye as he ogled me over the weeks. At 40 years old, it was kind of flattering to have a guy half my age showing more than a keen interest. The whole time, there was something stranger that was happening, though. The changes to Kyle's body had been so gradual that I had scarcely noticed his progress. But then one day, he came downstairs in only his shorts and sneakers, swaggering with fresh confidence.
"Going topless today, honey?"
I asked, looking at him in the mirror as he moved to his bench.
"You said it was important to be comfortable, right?"
I gave a wry smile and watched his eyes move to my ass as I took another squat. His muscles had become perfectly defined on his chest and torso. Whatever plan he'd been following had really been working.
"You're looking good," I said.
"I'm proud of you, Kyle." His smile broadened. When he laid down to do his reps, there was something else about him that had been quietly growing, too. It was the first time I'd ever noticed it, but in his tight shorts, it was easy to spot now. His thick cock rose magnificently. His shorts pulled across so tightly that I could practically see the veins coursing up his length. I don't know if the erection was because of me or not, but it was certainly a welcome sight. The roles switched briefly, and I ogled him as he took to his reps, staring up at the ceiling and oblivious to my voyeurism. That day, I was wearing my leg warmers and my gray leotard that rode right up into my butt. I think I was subconsciously planning something. But what that something was, I couldn't say. I'd even neglected my lycra tights that day to give Kyle something to really look at. And look at it, he did. Again and again, I'd spy him watching, and eventually, I decided to take the plunge. "Can you come and spot me?" I said, fixing some extra weights to the side of the barbell. He looked surprised at first.
Sure.
Kyle set down his weights and walked over. You could see the progress even in his stride. His posture was much better, and his broad shoulders made him look like an absolute hunk of a man.
"What do I do?"
he said, his hands on his hips. His pecs flexed, and I wasn't sure if he meant them too. "Just stand close and help me if I need it." I put the bar across my shoulders, and he stood nearby, watching me as I dropped to a squat. "Closer," I said, and I rose up a tad slower than usual. Kyle shuffled nearer and looked down on me as...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?